Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 149. Today's Monday, April 5th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great week in 2021. 533 million and counting. Over the weekend, more than 533 million Facebook users had their personal data leaked online. The total included residents of more than 106 countries, with the US topping the list with over 32 million records, and the UK in second with 11 million. Among the information leaked from each user was their phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, every location that they've checked in or uploaded photos from, birth dates, and email addresses. This data had previously been accessed by hackers and sold online back in January, but now has been completely leaked and is free to access. Diagonal driving? Hummer recently unveiled their new electric SUV that will go into production in 2023, providing a cheaper electric option than the pickup option that they announced earlier this year. The SUV will go into production in early 2023 with the base model of 250 miles of range becoming available for $80,000, and the most expensive option of 300 miles of range coming in at $105,000. The new electric SUV will feature a variety of new features, including the option to drive diagonally to navigate tricky terrain. Congress asks advertising auctioneers. In a letter sent by a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Friday to a variety of digital ad auctioneers, Congress asked for detailed information from the inner workings of the auction process to determine whether the user targeting capabilities could ultimately pose a risk to the safety of the nation. The recipients of the letters include AT&T, Google, Verizon, Twitter, and various other data warehouses. Right now, the biggest concern of the lawmakers is the vetting process done by the sellers to determine if the data being sold to foreign sources is actually being bought for advertising and not simply for data harvesting. Sorry, no whistling here. More than 1,700 days after a whistleblower from Hyundai informed U.S. officials that the company was failing to address motor issues that could cause the car to burst into flames, a whistleblower program has yet to be set up by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, despite being mandated by Congress in 2015. This means that there is currently no protection for employees who want to help protect citizens by disclosing information to government watchdogs. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 9 Second News team.